and it's laid before his altar this evening. So tonight, as we gather together, we're praying for Michelle Taraj, we're praying for Diana Hodge, we're praying for Sandra Morris, Nisha Cooper, Chanel Kelly, Aletha Bullard, Amprado. We're praying for Monique Parrish, Johnny Stafford, Meredith and Tamahalji Friedman. We're praying for Shamar Oliphant. We're praying for Diamond Smichaels, for Shanique Munez, for Denise Bryant Brooks, for Shamira Abdullah, for Tish Moon, Deborah Johnson, Anita Harris, Benita Klopp, Redonia Johnson. We're praying for Janet Durbin, for Stephanie C. Bay, for Catherine Brinson and Chris White, for Celeste Johnson, for Vernon Simmons, for Justin Mack. We're praying for Rosalind Archibald. We're praying for Bernice Jones, for Derek Dominic, for Kenneman Rockman, for Latonya Hamilton, for Shaniqua Johnson. We have these prayer requests laid before us tonight, asking God to bless us and to keep us, thanking him for what he's doing. We're praying tonight for the sacredness of words. We're asking God to help us, and to watch over us. We come tonight to inform you that it's so important of what we say. It's so important of how we speak. Our words have power and our words have life in them. It's the word of the Lord that has come before us, and we're believing God that he would help us, that he would give us the strength, that he would give us the power and the might to be so careful what we say, for our words are life. Our words are life, and our words manifest into the atmosphere. It is so important for us to realize that whatever we say is life and death in our tongue. The words that go out there are creative. They make, they move, they cause things to happen and manifest in our life. Our words, the sacredness of our words are to be holy. Our words are to be accurate. Our words are to be what the Lord has established. Our word is supposed to be established upon the word of the Lord, knowing that when we speak, there is power and there is life and death inside of our tongues. Our words manifest in the atmosphere. And sometimes we forget. Sometimes our mindset comes and we don't think and we don't believe, and we say what just comes to the top of our mind. But we have to believe in this season that we can no longer just say off the cuff or speak out of turn or just say whatever we want to say, because we speak the word. When we speak it, it goes where we says it goes. It will do what we say it does, because God has made words to be powerful. And I know as we grew up, we learned it, and some of us still, we heard it. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Words are powerful. Words hurt. You hear them in the night. They echo in your ear. They echo in your heart. So we're coming tonight that we may gather together to realize the sacredness of what we speak, to set a watch, the Bible says, before the doors of our lips, to set a guard before our mouth, to be so careful. He tells us to be careful for nothing, to be so very careful, because our words are walking, and because we name the name of the Lord, and because his power and his strength and his might and his ability is inside of us, we literally have the authorization by the Father that when we open our mouth, things happen, that when we open our mouth, the words that we utter out of our mouths, they're so sacred, they're so powerful, they're so loaded, they're so full, they're like a repeater. They will go and they will pierce to the sunder. So we have to know that sometimes, yes, things are difficult. Sometimes we can't see our way. Sometimes it doesn't look like what we think we see, because sometimes our spiritual eyes can be so deceiving, can be so deceptive. It doesn't look like what it is, but we misidentify it because we misspeak. Our words matter. And I know sometimes they tell you, just get it out your heart, get it off your mouth, take it out your head. Be so careful of your words that proceed out of your lips, because the words that you are saying are full of life and they're full of death. They will make us or they will break us. They will help us to succeed or they will cause us to falter. And our plight is that we don't falter, because we are the sons and the daughters of the Most High God. We are his children. We are his elect. We are his people. And he has given us his word, the spoken word, the rhema word, the logos word, that we are to stand on his word and be careful. Be careful for nothing. Words are powerful. So say what you desire to be. Say what God says about you. Say what the word declares you are. Say what every Christian, every woman, every man, every boy and girl should say. Things that will push you, things that will propel you, things that will make you launch out into the deep. God, your words. God, your words, because God's coming for your words. He wants your words to be full and connected to his word which is life, his word which gives us the victory, his word that we find a place, a resting place, because God's word is true. The word of the Lord says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but not one jot or one tittle of his word shall no wise end pass. We have to gird our loins up, gird our head and our mouth up, that on our lips are his words, because when we say his words, they're going to manifest and they're going to come to full fruition. There's power. There's power. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this evening. We thank you for the sacredness of your holy word. We thank you, Father, because your word has already declared that, yes, death and life is in the power of the tongue. And you said in your word that they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Father, we thank you that we will understand that your word, that when we speak it, it comes to the manifestation of the fullness and it bears fruit, that it is the word of the Lord. It is the word of the Lord that you said that should dwell in us richly. Why? Because when your word dwells in us, Father, you give us the wisdom of God. So, Father, tonight we pray in the name of Jesus that we would allow your word, which is rich and full of wisdom and full of grace and mercy, your teachings, oh God, that it would dwell inside of us, oh God. We thank you tonight in the name of Jesus, oh God, that we will begin to say what your word says about us. We will begin to believe what your word says about us, and we will establish your word in the earth. Father, we thank you tonight for you giving us the tongue of the learned, that we may know how to share a word in season and out of season. Father, we thank you tonight, for it is your word that is quick and powerful than any two-edged sword, that is able to cut, that is able to pierce, that is able to set asunder. Father, we thank you for your word, because in your word declares, Father, that you said above all things that you would wish that we would prosper and be in good health, even as our soul shall prosper. So, Father, we thank you tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the power of your word. Father, we, your children, we connect. And your word says, where there are two or three that is gathered in your name, you're in the midst. So, Father, we know you're in the midst. We know you're in the midst. So, Father, we gather together and we bring our hearts to together and our minds together and our hands together, and we're touching and agreeing for our brothers and our sisters, oh God. You promised divine healing, oh God. You promised in your word that if we would hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thou God, God, you said that you would give an ear to us. So tonight we come on one accord and with one mind, asking you to look upon your people, look upon the petitions that they have laid before you this morning, this evening. Look upon your people, Father, for the things that they are looking at. They're looking and seeing and saying, God, if you don't do it, it can't be done. But we know, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you have the authority and you have the power. And by your word, we have been made whole. So, Father, every situation that's laid before you, oh God, every petition that's before you, we thank you, oh God, because you have made us victorious. Your word says that we are more than a conqueror. You have been bruised for our iniquities. You were wounded for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you. And your word declares that with your stripes, we were healed. So, Father, we thank you for divine healing being manifested in the lives of your people tonight. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you are the God that is all sufficient and all suffice. We thank you that you shall supply every need according to your riches and glory. We thank you, Father, for the open heavens that we are living under, that your presence and your glory and your power and your strength and your might. Father, we thank you, Father, in this season that we will understand the sacredness of words, that we will be careful what comes out of our mouth, understanding that life and death lies in the tongue, and we are your children. You have made us victorious, and we are more than overcomers. And Father, with our words, we will keep them sacred. We will keep them honorable. We will be careful, oh God, how we speak of one another. But Father, we will push and we will prepare one another to the things in God. And we will begin to look at our situation and we would put it in the box for something for Jesus to do. And we would ask you and lay it before you, Father. So Father, as we lay our petitions before you, oh God, we declare that we won't go back and pick them up, but we're going to trust in you with all our heart and our mind and our soul and our body. We're going to not lean to our own understanding, God, but we're going to trust in you, knowing that you are the faithful God, you are the true God, you are the almighty God, you are the everlasting Father, and you are watching over us. And Father, it's nothing too hard for you, it's nothing that's too difficult for you, because you already worked it out, because you are the God that works from the back to the front. So it's already been worked out for us. Father, give us the faith. Give us the faith to trust you. Give us the faith to believe you. Give us the faith to stand on your word. Give us the faith that we would stand knowing that you are our God and you are perfecting everything that concerns us. You are perfecting all of our thoughts. So, Father, we give our hearts to you. We give our minds to you. We give our souls to you. And, Father, we're going to rest. Rest in the loving arms of our Savior, because you're loving and you're kind and you're gracious and you're true. And, God, we thank you. We thank you, Father, that we're learning. We're learning to be careful for nothing. We're learning to watch the little member of the tongue, Father, because it's carrying life. It's carrying life. Our words are powerful. They're forming in the atmosphere. So we shall declare what you declare. We shall say what you say. We shall say and stand on your word, Father, because you are the Almighty God. You are the everlasting Father. You are the true and living God. So God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for the victory in the lives of your people. We thank you that we are victorious. And not only are we victorious, but we are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. And Father, you said that whatsoever things we desire when we pray, that we believe them and we shall receive them. So Father, we come in tonight believing. believing that you are the God, that you are the God that is listening. You are the God that sees, and you are the God that knows, and there's nothing too difficult. So, Father, in this season, we shall not be tricked. In this season, we shall not get confused. In this season, we will not get off track, no matter what comes our way, no matter what report shows up, Father. Your word declares, O God, that we are more than overcomers. So I pray that you will continually strengthen your people. Gird them up, Father. Continue to let them know that you're holding them in the palm of your loving hand. Your loving hand. So you're guiding us and you're directing us. And we're going to stay right there in the middle, God. We're going to stay right there in the palm of your hand. We're not going to walk out. We're not going to walk out. When we doubt, we're going to call on favor, because faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. God, we're going to walk in the season where we don't see, but we know that our God is working all things out or out good. So we thank you, Father, for answering every petition. We thank you, Father, for answering every prayer. We thank you, Father, for the strength and the power and the might and the tenacity that you're giving your people. We're never alone. We're never alone. Your spirit is with us. Goodness and mercy is following us. You are in us. You're dwelling on the inside. So for God, Father, I pray that you begin to well up in the hearts of your people, well up in the bellies of your people. Let them know, no matter what it looks like, that our God, our Father, our Savior, our Master, our King, our Lord of Lords, you are in charge. And Father, you love us and you want it to be well with us. Father, we thank you that despite every challenge, every test, it's for the testimony of your goodness, of your kindness, of your faithfulness, that you are the God that sees all, knows all, and you are with us. So, Father, we send strength through the airways. We send strength through the airways. Strengthen the hearts and the minds and the spirits and the souls of your people. Let us not forget that you called us. You ordained us. You appointed us, because we are your children and you will take care of your children, because you're such a good father. You're such a good father, and your eyes are looking upon us. Your eyes are upon us. You never sleep and you never slumber. You are always there. So Father, we agree tonight that we will be strengthened in the Lord. We will be fortified by your presence. We will be fortified by your word. Your spirit that abides in us will continue to well up in us as the well, springing up waters. Thank you for the fresh waters that you're springing up in the bellies of your people. Thank you for the fresh waters that you're cleansing our hearts and our minds, oh God. Thank you that we understand, Father, that our life is in your hand, and we won't walk out, but we're going to stay seated at the Master's hand, in the Master's hand, seated at the foot of the Master, because we know you're going to work all things out, and you're working it for our good, and you're working that we may be a testimony, that we may share this great gospel, that we may tell others of the victorious report, that we may show others of the goodness of God. So God, we thank you for strength and your keeping power and your love that's surrounding your people. May they never forget. May they always remember that God is on our side. He's watching over us. He's watching over us. His eyes go to and fro. He's everywhere. There's nowhere he cannot be. So we will assume the posture in you. Our placement would be in you. We will be seated and remain in you and allow you to do the works, to do the work in us, because it's never for us, God. It's never for us. It's for others that they may see. It's for others that they may glean, that we may be able to share this light, this light. So Father, we thank you for every petition. We thank you for every prayer request. We thank you for divine healing resting upon your people. We thank you, Father, because your word declares, so shall the word that goeth out of our mouths, it will not return void, because we declare your word over us. We declare your word over us. The word of the Lord is over our lives. And we thank you for a victorious people. So we shall endure. We shall press on. We shall keep moving and we shall accomplish what you have called us to do, what you have sent us to do. So God, I thank you for refreshing everyone on this line. I thank you, Father, for the hope that's in their spirits. I thank you, Father, for the strength that's in their body. I thank you, Father, for the peace that's in their minds. And we thank you. We thank you because you are our amazing God. You are all loving God. And you never, ever make a mistake. And we say thank you. Thank you for what you're doing in the lives of us and our family. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. In a way of announcements, our bishop will be on this evening. So please look out for the notification on Facebook. Please join, please tag, and go and be blessed. And remember, our God is watching. Our God is there. Our God is everywhere. And he hears, he sees, he knows. And even when we can't see, he knows all about it. And I tell you this, he will take good care of us. So you be encouraged and you be strengthened, knowing that you're on the Lord's side and knowing that we win and you have the victory. In Jesus' name, blessings.